Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abousalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
Doing real well. I like the format of this mix today. I thought it was an interesting one. It's a little different than what we normally do. And I was actually reflecting that perhaps we've had our own experience with this with some of the guests that we've had on our show, where we have guests that come on the show that are so much bigger than this show, like Mary Pagan comes to mind, Amy O'Dell, and a number of other musicians who've graced us with their presence. It's like, oh, and Gina Grad, of course, right? So, of course, you know, that's what we're talking about. Is our mix today is having features that are larger than the artists that kind of are credited for the song.
Yeah, I'm not sure what made us think of this, but I think we were like kind of sending songs back and forth, and then it was kind of like, isn't this funny sometimes when these like massive artists just sort of pop in on maybe artists you've never heard of or just lesser known artists, one or the other. But yeah, I think we've got a really interesting mix because it's something, it's not exclusive to one genre or another. It's just across the board. This seems to happen all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Although I had to resist the urge to go with like EDM artists, because I mean, that's kind of, for a lot of them, like, that's what they do. Like their bread and butter is like providing the bass beat and then getting like a guest vocal on top of it. So I had to avoid that one, because otherwise it would have been way too easy to just pick a whole bunch of them and be like, yeah, see, like you've heard of this person, but I bet you never heard of this DJ.
That's a great point. Yeah, that would have been way too easy.
Yeah, way too easy. I also want to give a notable mention to the song. I sent it to you. It's by Kanye, so obviously I wasn't going to touch that. But I think it was I Am God.
Yes.
Featuring God.
Yeah, that was an honorable mention. That was an honorable mention. We think God is the bigger artist there, but we're also...
I mean, sure.
Yeah, we also wondered if he actually gets royalties from it. So that we kind of added that as a prerequisite.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure about the mechanics of featuring him on your track or what the being known as God, you know, whatever that is.
Whatever your belief system is. Yeah. Kanye just said God, okay, with a capital G, made no further specifications.
Yes, yeah. All right, but let's get into the actual picks on the mix here. 12 of them as usual. We're going to start with yours, number one, and you went with No Diggity, which is by Blackstreet, but it features Dr. Dre and Queen Penn.
Yeah, this is an all-timer. I mean, everybody knows this song, but if we're being honest, Blackstreet was kind of a one-hit wonder.
Right. I can't name a single other song of theirs.
I thought about it, I was like, no, not Blackstreet. Then I was like, well, wait a minute. What other Blackstreet songs are there? And nothing came to mind.
I got nothing.
But, you know, they were formed. Teddy Riley was in Blackstreet, and he had been in Guy prior to that. And that was a pretty big R&B group in like the late 80s. And they had more than a few hits. I don't know how mainstream they were. But then, you know, that group broke up. He started Blackstreet, and they come out. This was like their lead single. And you get Dr. Dre on the track, and I think it gave him quite the boost. I think it gives him quite the staying power, although some of the radio edits that you'll hear don't include the Dr. Dre verse at all. So some people out there may be thinking about this song and not remembering the Dr. Dre part at the beginning. But it's great, and I think he probably brought a lot of credibility to this group, kind of coming on the scene for the first time. And made this one to last. But yeah, just a huge, huge feature here.
Absolutely. And I had that exact experience of just thinking like, oh, I don't remember Dre on this track, but it sounded familiar. So I'm sure that I'd heard it before. So it makes sense that the radio edit kind of cut that part out. And I don't know why they would do that, because it's really good. I mean, I love to hear Dre rap. Like, it's so rare, right? Like, he, despite being a huge name in that industry, never really did a lot of rap himself, and hasn't really been in the game for, you know, a long time as like a lyricist and a singer. So it's really a joy to kind of listen to him. And I love this song. I mean, this is just pure, like, it's, I don't know, it's pure joy because it's like a throwback, it's nostalgic, but it's a really smooth song. And I also really like that it samples that Bill Withers song, which we've talked about way back on a sample mix. So shout out to Bill Withers for providing a great bass beat to this track.
Yeah, and the Dr. Dre, the verse gets played so little, I feel like, on radio edits that when I do hear it, I want to hear the whole song. Whereas when it's not there, I'm like, no thanks. So, all right. So you're going to take us in a very different direction. You've got Tormenta, and this is by, and Sammer, help me out. Is this Gorilla Z or Gorillaz?
I don't want to talk about it. Okay. It's whatever you want.
Okay, it's Gorillaz, but it features Bad Bunny.
Yeah, this was one that came top of mind. I mean, really, no one's bigger than Bad Bunny. Maybe Taylor Swift is, but certainly in the in like the reggaeton space, like Bad Bunny for like an international artist, especially if you live in the U.S., like he's huge. He's on everything. It made me laugh because I really do think he's on everything. And I'm almost at the point where it's like, maybe we should just DM him and be like, hey, you want to come on a podcast? I mean, you've been featured in so many tracks.
That's a great point. Super awesome mix featuring Bad Bunny. Yeah.
Yeah. I especially love the fact that this was the very first song that Gorillaz recorded for their new album. And they did it in Jamaica with Bad Bunny. And then they were like, cool, well, we've got our first track. And I'm like, what a great first track, right? Like, you know, this is going to be like a hit single because you've got Bad Bunny on it. And then you can bring people into the rest of your album that way. But
yeah, where do you go from here? Who's the next call after Bad Bunny? Right? Yeah.
It's either Taylor Swift or Drake. I can't, maybe Beyonce. You know, there's a short list of names.
It's really funny. You talked about how big Bad Bunny is, and he shows up like at every event, and I see him at like the NBA All-Star game. And when he rolled through Dallas, there were all these pictures with NBA players. I thought the guy was like 5'5", because all the pictures I see with him are with these professional athletes. And I'm like, this guy is so tiny. He's actually more like 5'10", 5'11". So he's not that small. Nice. But it was comical at first because I'm like, wow, who is this guy? What is happening here? But standing next to a bunch of 7-footers, I guess everybody looks small. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is a great pick. I really I enjoyed this one. I felt like this one really became more of a Bad Bunny track, right? Like he's much more prominent in this than just sort of an in and out that you see on some of these features. But yeah, I mean, it sounds great.
Yeah, I agree. This really is like, I think even Gorillaz talked about this track as this is a Bad Bunny meet Gorillaz, right? So it's like, he's more of the lead here and they're kind of the kind of the backing part of it. So, all right, your next pick. And I just have to wonder, like, how did you arrive here? Did you just type in Feet Bruce Springsteen into Spotify and Apple Music until you found something? Cause you did. And you found Chinatown by the Bleachers. And of course it features Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, of course I was going to include this one. He does not feature too often on songs. And so when I do find one, had to throw it on here. But yeah, it's funny. This song's a couple years old and I just kind of came across it. It was one of those you might like sort of suggestions, I think, either on Spotify or Apple Music. And I'm not sure how that happened, but I guess that algorithm works. But yeah, I mean, I just think it's a great song. So Bleachers is fronted by Jack Antonoff of music fame, because he kind of does a little bit of everything as a producer. He was part of the band Fun, if you remember them, and then he's worked with Taylor Swift so much, and so I mean, he probably wasn't that starstruck when he called Bruce up to come into the studio and contribute on this song. But what I love about this, first of all, it's just a great song. It's really well written and it sounds great. And but what I love is that if you're not careful, you kind of might miss the Bruce appearance, right? They really do a great job of kind of weaving it in, and he just sort of blends into the group singing and then blends out. And I thought that was really cool for such a because obviously when you just look at the name, it's like, oh, okay, of course Bruce Springsteen's going to dominate this track. And he really doesn't. I think that's a really good job of producing. But it's also just a great song in and of itself.
Yeah, it is really interesting. Like, you know, and we'll kind of talk about this throughout the rest of the mix, but the features do really differ, right? We just talked about how Bad Bunny, it's like that could be a Bad Bunny track, you know, more than it is a Gorillaz track. This one, yeah, like I had to kind of go back through and listen and try to spot like where does he come in, because it doesn't feel like a traditional Bruce Springsteen song. So it is really cool for him to like kind of appear and contribute his voice and make the song, you know, better in that regard versus just kind of dominating it and being the lead vocal the entire time. So I really like the song. I enjoyed it a lot. And even just thematically, it's apparently about literally going to Jersey from New York. And like Jack is from Jersey as well. So making that trip over the Washington Bridge, as he talks about, George Washington Bridge into Jersey. And obviously, I bet that was of interest to Bruce as well, being a Jersey native, and can relate a lot to the feeling of like going home and going back to that state on the other side of the river.
But Samri, you've told me you never want to go to New Jersey. Is that right?
I only go when I have to go to MetLife Stadium.
That's fair. Home of all the New York teams. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
All right. Track four. You picked Good Love, and this is by the Black Keys featuring Billy F. Gibbons.
Yeah. So you might not know Billy F. Gibbons, although I did, but it's from ZZ Top, which is like just a great, great bluesy rock band. I mean, they're amazing. And I love the fact that they featured him on this track. I think this is one where if you're familiar with like ZZ Top and like that style of guitar play, like it's very prominent in this track. It just has that really heavy, bassy, you know, like bluesy sound throughout it. It's one of my favorites off of this album. I've repeated this album like 100 times since it's come out. So I really enjoyed it. And I believe like more people would know ZZ Top than they would know the Black Keys. I feel like they have had such a long career and people are very familiar with their music. So I thought that was really cool to feature him on this. And I think they work really well. Like this is one of those where it's like, of course he'd be on a Black Keys track. Like that's awesome. And it works great. So
yeah,
had to feature this one.
This almost felt like kind of a DJ mashup sort of thing, the way it just sort of flowed together, in that you get a really strong Black Keys feel, but then there's no doubt that Billy Gibbons' ZZ Top is there, right? Like, so
right.
I thought this was a nice, you know, we talked about in these first few tracks, like which one was, you know, maybe more dominant or how they flowed together. I mean, I thought this one just kind of blended really perfectly, and it was like a good like 50-50 sort of situation, and that it's like, yeah, this feels like ZZ Top, but the Black Keys, like they have such a strong rock sound themselves that you're gonna have a good, they have their own kind of filter, if you will, like we've talked about before.
Yeah, exactly. They definitely do. So yeah, very complimentary track of these two. All right, track number five is this one. At first I was like, whoa, like interesting idea here, but I think you're right. I'll tell you more. But you went with No Favors by Big Sean, and it features Eminem.
Yeah, I mean, Big Sean has big in his name, right? So it's like, it's hard to say that he's not big.
Exactly.
I feel like that's a personal insult to Big Sean.
Okay. Slow down here. Yeah.
But it's Eminem, right? Like Eminem's kind of an all-timer. So it's like, this one's not, it's not a blowout, right? But it's definitely like, okay, Eminem's the bigger artist here for sure. And I thought you might pick this one actually, but maybe you think so highly of Big Sean that you just couldn't say that the feature was bigger than the artist. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that to him.
But I love this song. I'd never heard it before until I came across it. But I mean, just so many great lyrics from both of them. Big Sean is a line, "Thought I had the Midas touch, and then I went platinum too," which is a great one.
So good.
Eminem has one, you know, a string of words, "So ahead of my time, late means I'm early, my age is reversing, I'm basically 30, amazingly sturdy, zany and wordy, brainy and nerdy, blatantly dirty." I'm like, this guy, I mean, it's so incredible the way he can string words together. And he said it about 5 times faster than I just did. Okay. Not as cool, but faster.
Right.
Okay, let's just make that distinction for all the listeners out there. But the other thing was Eminem's voice. Like, I don't know if this is just like how his voice has aged or what, but initially it's like, this doesn't exactly sound like Eminem. And then he kind of opens it up a little bit more, and you hear that more like kind of classic Eminem sound as he goes through his verse. But I thought it was just a really just cool track overall, and contributions from both of them were just awesome.
Yeah, this is a really good track. I hadn't heard it. My original offense really was that I just love Big Sean, but I was like, right, no, but Eminem's definitely bigger than Big Sean. and the, you know, you call out a lot of the lyrics. The one that I really loved is Brady's returning. Matter of fact, I may be deserving of a pat on the back like a Patriots jersey. And I love that play on words of the pat on the back like a Patriots jersey. And he's, of course, talking about Tom Brady at the time, who was, I think, retiring for the first time of the 8 times that he's going to retire and unretire. I mean, I want to call him to see if he wants to play for the Jets at this point, because like, it did not work out well with, with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That was rough. It was a rough season of play that we got out of him. But anyway,
I do like the idea, though, at like a regular job of like at the end of the year being like, hey, I may be back after the holidays. I'm not sure. I may retire.
There's not many jobs. Yeah, where like, you unretire.
Hold on a minute. No, like we got the meeting next week, though. Are you going to be there? Look, I'm thinking about retiring. Okay. And then you're so good that everyone at the office is just like, hey, look, everyone just give him time. Okay. Like,
right.
Hopefully he'll come back.
Exactly.
Like, you're that good of an accountant, right? Like, we're just going to hold everything.
That's the dream. but no, you're right. Great song. And I also noted Eminem's voice just sounds so angry on this track. Like it is a little bit like heavier in that regard. So hopefully he's doing okay. Hope you're doing all right.
Yeah, Eminem, come on, let's go back to the fun, happy times that we had.
Yeah.
All right, track 6. You go with And So It Went by The Pretty Reckless featuring Tom Morello.
Yeah, like if I teased you about searching for Bruce Springsteen, you can definitely tease me about searching for Tom Morello. Tom Morello, of course, I mean, huge, huge, huge musician and musical career, most notably like Rage Against the Machine, being an amazing guitarist. He's actually played with Bruce a number of times as well on stage in concerts, so I feel like they're buddies. Yes, like The Pretty Reckless, I've featured their music before. Great rock band. She is awesome. Like, it's so cool and kind of unique to have like a heavy rock band fronted by a woman. Like, that's not all that common. And she does a great job. Absolutely love The Pretty Reckless. But yeah, I mean, featuring Tom Morello is like a big get, I'd say, because like everyone wants to feature, wants to have him just come on your track and do the Tom Morello thing, which he absolutely delivers on this track, which is just shredding the guitar for like a 30-second solo near the end. And it's great.
Yeah, I feel like he should just hang around. Maybe he does this, right? Just hangs around studios. And then as bands are coming in and out throughout the day, it's just like, hey, this is Tom Morello. He's going to sit in with you. he just gets a credit on the track. Don't worry about it. Okay, Tom, you want to just jump in when you're ready? Yeah, and just start shredding. No, this was an awesome song. And you're right. It's funny because you have featured The Pretty Reckless before. But in my head, there's a country band called Reckless Kelly. And so when I just glanced down really quickly, I was like, wow, this is going to be first of all, Sammer picked a country song and Tom Morello is going to be on it. This might be my favorite song of all time. And then I was like, wait a minute. No, this is the rock band. I messed that up. That was the experience I had with this. Yeah, with the song starting.
What a roller coaster
it was. I still, yeah. But you know what? Came out ahead. I still enjoyed the ride. Such a great song. You're right. Like, they rock on their own. The Pretty Reckless does. And they have a cool, like, kind of classic rock feel to them too. And so then Tom Morello to come in there with the guitar solo, I was like, and I thought we were kind of past the best of the guitars. And then you're right, like kind of near the end, it's like, no, wait, there's more guitar. I was like, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, so good.
It was a really good song.
Awesome. All right. Track number 7. I really enjoyed this one. Great pick. Great recent song that came out. So you went with the Alcott. This is by The National. and it features a little known artist known by Taylor Swift.
Yes. The Nationals, fronted by Aaron Dessner, who worked with Taylor Swift on the Folklore and Evermore albums. And so I guess he was tooling around with like a song and then just decided to shoot a text over to Taylor Swift. And she returned with like a voice memo, kind of filling out the song, like where she's just singing to him. And I was like, yeah, that's got to be kind of cool, right? Like, Sam, I text you a lot, but I never like, wow, hey, this is, you just sent back a fully formed idea from Taylor Swift, you know? Yeah. never quite works out that way.
Not yet.
But yeah, she not only kind of finishes the song and helps him finish writing it, but also lends her vocals. And I mean, the song itself just sounds beautiful, right? Like, so even if like they're not even singing words, maybe they're just humming and you've got the music in the background, I think it just sounds beautiful. But they paint such a great picture of this relationship that it's really... It's, I mean, I said it's almost like hard to watch because what you get in your head is like, oh man, the push and the pull between these two, you know, the last thing you wanted is the first thing I do. I tell you that I think I'm falling back in love with you. It's really good. And they do the, you know, contrasting voices throughout the song. And so it's all over the radio now with, you know, no surprises, but yeah, no doubt Taylor Swift is bigger than the National.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. There's not many that I would say are larger than she is. So there's that. But yeah, gorgeous, gorgeous song. I completely agree. And I think like the setting, what they're singing about, it, you know, just that like trying to reconnect with someone that you had a connection with before is so, you know, accessible to most people. So I really, really like it and just thought it was gorgeous.
All right, track 8. And these next two are like two all-time like massive hits, but... they fall in this category, okay? And track 8, you pick Despacito by Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee featuring Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it's so funny. Not only are they very similar in that they got a lot of like radio play and became huge hits, but they were technically both remixes of other songs on the album that did not have the feature, which did not get as much play time. So it was really, really interesting. Like, we always kind of are in alignment there accidentally. So yeah, like Despacito on this album exists without Justin Bieber, and it's a really good song. Like, it's a great song. I love the Spanish version of it. And then, of course, there's this version where they had him, you know, lend his vocals, and this just absolutely blew up. And I think it works really, really well. I love kind of, you know, I love cross-genre mixing like that. And so to have like a pop voice as big as Justin Bieber come onto like a Spanish track, it's kind of really cool because you get that like international crossover, and now a bunch of people are listening to Latin music that might not have listened to it before. So it's kind of cool to get them like interested in it in that way. But this was a song that was on repeat, not only on the radio, but also in my life in general. I feel like I didn't stop hearing it for like a solid 3 or 4 months. It was everywhere. And I still enjoy it. I think enough time has passed where when I played it, I was like, ah. I do like this song.
You can enjoy it again. Yeah, it's not so overplayed. Yeah. But you're right. You're exactly right on the, you know, Justin Bieber probably gave this song more exposure. And then you're right. Despacito being just a great song on its own kind of, you know, elevated it itself at that point. Right. But I think more people were introduced to it because of that feature with Justin Bieber. But yeah, what can you say about this one? I mean, set all sorts of records. I think it's like still like, I don't know, the all-time most played or most streamed or something song out there. But yeah, just a great one.
Incredible. All right, so let's bring up the other one that we mentioned. So this is your pick. And you went with Old Town Road by Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, so people may see this right now and go, wait a minute, Lil Nas X is way bigger than Billy Ray Cyrus.
Right.
And yes, as of right now, okay, in 2023, 100% true. When this song came out, it was like, who is Lil Nas X? And why did he get Billy Ray Cyrus on this track? Like, none of it really made sense. But at the time, Billy Ray Cyrus is the bigger name there. Okay. Probably had not had a musical hit this big in quite a while and was probably more known as Miley's dad at that point. But this song just was everywhere and just blew up. And I mean, my kids love it, like still love it. Like, it gets played at all sorts of school events. I mean, I guess it's considered family friendly, but Yeah, I mean, just a gigantic hit. And then, of course, Lil Nas X from there just goes into the stratosphere. Like, it's just a massive star from there.
Yeah, I went through the exact same journey as you whenever I saw you put this song on here. I was like, hang on, like, Lil Nas X is enormous. But then I was like, right, time capsule.
Time capsule, like, it, yes.
At this point, like, this was not the case. And I also just love this song because it's like, what genre is this? It was so genre bending, yes. You know, like, how do you categorize this? Is it rap? Is it country? Is it pop? Like, it's all three at the same time. Like, it's amazing. And I really like that he did that, to bring on like such a different voice for someone, you know, in traditionally like the rap space, you don't often reach out to country for like a number of reasons. so it's really cool to have this, pairing.
Well, and his music since then has proven to be kind of, I don't know, genre-less, right? Like, he kind of does a little bit of everything. So this was a good introduction to everyone for what his career has become. All right, so track 10, you've got Think Fast by Dominic Fike featuring Weezer.
Yeah, we've covered this one before because I love this new Dominic Fike album. And I've still been listening to it, but this was another one that came to mind early whenever we talked about this mix. Weezer is definitely a lot larger than Dominic Fike. Like, I think most people, especially if you're like millennial age or older, like, you're going to be familiar with Weezer. And you might not be so familiar with Dominic Fike. So I thought this was appropriate. But yeah, like, on this one, he lends his vocals a little bit, and it does kind of have like a little bit of the Weezer filter to it. But I think their voices, like Rivers Cuomo, his voice coming in on the bridge, and like, it just works really, really well. And I like this pairing a lot. So I wanted to include this on this mix.
Yeah, I think Dominic Fike has such a cool, like, unique sound of his own. And Weezer, I wrote down, they're like the Wes Anderson of music. Did we make that comparison on this show before?
We might have. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, yeah. I think we've said that before, is that, you know, they have kind of their very unique style. People either love them or hate them, I feel like. But I thought it was really cool that they took, you know, one of their well-known songs, the Sweater Song, and kind of let Dominic Fike just kind of run with it, right? And like, do his own thing with it. And I just thought that was a really neat combination of the two sounds. And Dominic Fike, again, kind of makes it his own. And this is a very just listenable song, just over and over. I feel like I've heard this song a lot.
Yeah, it does have a very good repeatability score, I would say. All right, your last pick, track 11 on the mix, Monsters You Made by Burna Boy featuring Chris Martin.
Yeah, Chris Martin, lead singer of Coldplay. And so no doubt Coldplay selling out stadiums everywhere. They are the bigger artist here. But Burna Boy is a Nigerian singer and songwriter. And I just think this song is incredible, right? Like, Burna Boy's get such a unique sound. And this is a very political song about, you know, the monsters you made, right? Kind of refers to sort of a term that maybe initially, you know, you think refers to sort of the African people that have been colonized or have been, you know, encroached upon by sort of European colonization. But by the end of this track, it's pretty clear that the monsters are the colonizers and not the people there. So really well done by his part. And it's just a really strong message. And, you know, Chris Martin's voice actually does a good job of kind of breaking up the intensity a little bit of the song. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, I just thought it was really well done and good on Chris Martin for kind of lending his vocals to an artist that maybe, you know, certainly not as big as he is, and maybe one that, you know, he could, I don't know what the connection is between the two artists. So I think that's kind of cool too.
Yeah, I'm curious too how they got to do this together, but I absolutely love it. I think it's so interesting to kind of have Chris Martin's voice on something that is so different than what he normally does. But I think in recent years too, Coldplay has done a lot more like features, like, and worked with artists across the board. And you know, he definitely has like a unique voice that he brings to things. And so I think it's really cool to kind of see, again, two genres that might not have ever met before on a single track that works really well. And it's made so much more powerful because of the lyrics and the message here behind the song. So I really enjoyed this track. Like, this is one that I never would have come across, I think, on my own, but really enjoyed listening to and thought it was so cool.
All right, let's finish strong here. Track 12, we've got Tiny Cities by Flume featuring Beck.
Okay, so I said I wasn't going to do like an electronic person, and then I realized that I did.
I was, as I was listening to this, I was like, okay, that's Beck. Okay, that's Beck. That's Beck. Who's Flume? Hold on, let me look this up.
Yeah, I realized that I did, but I put it on the, you know, last track, so it's fine. It's all good. I loved this album by Flume, and you know, they've had a number of albums, but I just think it works. It's so interesting to kind of take artists from any genre, right? And I think that's kind of the magic of having an EDM artist work across the entire music industry, is like you can just make it work. And I think this is one of those examples of like you have an artist like Beck who's got a very unique, interesting sound, and then like you just make it work, and his vocals add to this like the story and the song, you know, which in the beginning might sound like kind of upbeat, but then you realize it's kind of like a tragic song, you know, because they keep singing like it was never perfect and was never meant to last. So, you know, it's like it's the words are right there. It was never meant to last. So it's kind of speaking about something that has like fallen apart and broken up. So really, really enjoyed this track. And definitely like I think people are going to, you know, I listen to the song because I knew Flume, but I imagine that you could probably get someone who likes Beck to listen to this song who'd never known Flume. So that's why I figured it could go on this list.
Yeah, it's like a different sounding Beck song. Although, you know, Beck is known to kind of change up his sound quite a bit. But I thought it just had a really cool vibe to it, right? And so you're right. You do get kind of that upbeat feel to it before you really start studying the lyrics. But I thought it was great. Yeah, so I'm really glad you included it on this track. Obviously, I wasn't familiar with Flume. But just thought that this was a great, great pick.
Nice.
All right. Well, there you have it. Another super awesome mix for your collection. Tell us what you think. Did we miss one? Did we miss a big feature on a smaller artist track? Hit us up at Super Awesome Mix on all the social medias. We've got plenty of mixes to get to ourselves. So for Sammer, this is Matt, and we'll see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.